Hey everybody, it's Mara here, and you're tuning into the first segment of Mara's World. Hey you guys, it's your girl Mara, and you already know I appreciate you coming to kick it with your girl. So today, this is so exciting. This is my first real episode. So everybody tuning in and listening, I just have to thank you guys so much. It is a long time coming. I know my life is a little hectic, but that's okay. I'm here now. And guess what? Today's topic is going to be geared around the word perception. And regarding this, we're more so talking about social media. As a person who is in that social media world, I kind of stumbled into the quote influencer type of thing, and it's great and all, but really that's not what I aim to do, and it just kind of happened. It's a long story, but nonetheless, social media is the new wave, and if you're not on it, what are you doing? But at the same time, there has to be ways to utilize it that will not harm yourself. And so when I'm talking about perception, we're talking about going on to Instagram or whatever handle, and getting depressed or getting envious or jealous or just wanting somebody else's life. And that is not the business, people, because little do you know, you don't know what these people's lives really are or what they entail or what their backstory is. So just because something looks so glitterified, that does not necessarily mean the grass is greener on the other side. So for example, I want to give an example just to give you guys an idea, because this can be a very broad subject and topic. However, I'm more so trying to get everybody to realize it's nice to maybe admire others, or you know, have admiration to what you're seeing and whatnot, but there can be some damage, you guys. So nonetheless, a friend and client of mine told me about an instance where she was out in LA, and of course LA is where all the popping people are, we know that. So she's out in LA. She happens to see some people that she follows, and they're popping on social media, always in these bomb ass cars, always dressed down to a T, okay, like popping. So she claims that the girl is always posting about, you know, having all these foreign cars, making it seem like she has all this money and whatnot. But guess what? Apparently, the girl and her friends, when they left the club, they got into some beat up old Honda or something, which is not what is normally seen. And my friend told me that it was evident that she was trying to hurry up and get her butt in the car to not be seen, because that's normally not what is perceived of her due to her Instagram. So that's just one example. You just never know. People flex all the time. I mean, look at Bow Wow. That fool be lying all the time, acting like he has private jets and all this and that. But guess what? He took stock photos that he got off the internet and uploaded that. So the moral of the story is, just because something looks a certain way does not mean it is that way. And I know there's that old saying, oh, I'll believe it when I see it, or if I didn't see it with my own eyes and whatnot, but we cannot have that mentality with social media, okay? Social media has developed into a business, and I don't think a lot of people are aware of that. So, you know, little do you know, your favorite person to watch on Instagram could possibly have some kind of underlying deal with certain businesses, and that's why it seems like they're balling all the time and getting all these things all the time, but it's a business. So just don't be fooled by things like that. That is why I really want to talk about this, because this has been the brunt of a lot of things like depression, like anxiety. You know, you have other people who have suicidal thoughts at times because they just wish they could have this person's life, and it just doesn't work that way, you guys. You don't want their life. For instance, I know a lot of people look up to me and love my page and love my content and all that good stuff, but you guys have no idea. Just wait. You know, I'm really contemplating on writing a book. I don't know yet, but my life up to this point has not been rainbows and roses. And people need to realize that. You don't know the person who you're watching's story. You don't know whatever hardships they might have went through, unless they decide to share, of course. But even then, there's a fine line of what is shared and what is not at times. And a lot of people don't like sharing the bad. So I'm saying all this to say we tend to really get caught up into the things that we see, and I just want to encourage everybody to take a healthier approach to social media. I want everybody to be aware that, just like back in the day, I don't know if you guys ever took some kind of class, marketing class or anything like that, but you learn about propaganda, you learn about how the media works, and it's the same shit. It really is. It is the same exact thing. It is propaganda still. They are trying to persuade us to buy certain things, to do certain things, all of that. And that's why I'm saying try to utilize social media to your benefit. If you're not trying to get caught up in the facade of somebody who is just portraying this very luxurious lifestyle, and mind you, there is nothing wrong with wanting the finer things in life at all, but don't sit there and watch somebody who happens to be to have that life and to be living that life and getting down on yourself and feeling like you're just less than, because that is not the case. And that's why it's important to know that a lot of things are a facade. And granted, some people, yes, they work hard to get where they go, where they are, and to get where they're going and things like that. But at the end of the day, really, a lot of it is a show, and you can be anybody you want to be on social media. That's another point. You can portray that you are somebody you are totally not on social media. So just because this person is great and seems like your best friend through the internet, your cyber bestie or whatever you want to call it, wait till you meet some of these people in person, you guys. It is crazy how just you get caught off guard sometimes, and you're like, whoa, what happened to the person that I watch who seems so nice? And come to find out, they're not so nice. They are Hollywood. They are stuck up. You know, it's a lot of that goes on. And I think if you stay true to whatever it is you're searching for through others, that's how you can determine if social media will be one of those just detrimental things or not for you. So if you are trying to be on a new positive route, try to follow accounts that are putting that kind of energy out there. Follow those accounts that are always posting encouraging things. Follow those accounts that are very engaging and the person running them actually converses with you. That is very important and uplifting, especially nowadays. Again, depression is huge right now. So if you're looking to not get sucked into that and kind of stay on a more positive route, look for those accounts that are going to empower and uplift you. Now, if you, we're going on the opposite end here, because everybody, you know, different strokes for different folks. If you are the person who is working towards something and you do want that lavish lifestyle, you do want to have those nice things and be that person who can post about all these cars, a big old house and things like that, then by all means, fine, follow those accounts, but do not follow them and then have these like self-doubt feelings of yourself or feel like you are never gonna get there, because that's not the case. If anything, you have to reprogram your mind to be positive in every single circumstance. You have to be positive. So just because you see this person who has this lifestyle that you're just so ready to have, you're longing for it, use that as fuel in some type of way to get your shit together. But also remember, you got to remember how real is what you're seeing, okay? Keep that in mind, and also use that as fuel for yourself also, because you can be that person who really obtained that, who really put the work in to have these things, and it's all real, not just for show. I think it's very important to realize that I feel like the more purpose you have with certain things, the better off and more successful you'll be. And stuff will start coming back to you tenfold. So, you know, you have these people who are now social media celebrities and whatnot, but at the end of the day, what are they doing? They're just there looking popping, you know, real hot girl shit. Okay, like, it's all of that, but what are they doing aside from constantly throwing it in your face what they have and all these things? Okay, like, find accounts that have purpose, and I think that it'll be better off for you, and you won't necessarily get stuck into those negative auras that social media can have. I have one more example that I definitely want to talk about, because there is just so many aspiring people who are trying to get out there and trying to become influencers and whatnot. And if you haven't kept up with a lot of drama, I mean, it's always some kind of scandal or something with these people, okay? So be mindful of that as well. But nonetheless, there's so many people who are trying to be that person who's getting free stuff, who's getting sponsorships and going on these lush luxury trips, okay? And that is all fine and dandy. However, you guys have to remember that a lot of times there's some kind of compromise that's going on. You're gonna have to compromise something or sacrifice something, and sometimes it can just be a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for? Look at me messing up here. But anyway, we'll get to the example. I think you guys, if you catch my drift, you know where I'm going with this. But again, there is people out there, like I said, you can portray to be anybody on social media. So I know a person who flat out told me that they will go purchase these things and make it seem like it was sent to them. So they are totally just like a whole walking facade with things. And so people, of course, are drawn to them, and then people see them supposedly receiving these things, and they really aren't. They're just buying these things and making it seem like they're an influencer, you guys. You really have to be mindful of so many things. I know another person. She told me that she always is like on her stories and things like that, and she'll always say, oh, so-and-so asked me about this product. And she told me no one asks her shit, and she just makes it seem like that. And I know that the law of attraction is a real thing, and I know that's what a lot of people are attempting to do and have, and just drive people to their page and whatnot. But it's just one of those things where, you know, why are you doing this? And that's what I'm saying. You know, perception is a huge thing, because if there is absolutely no deeper purpose to what people are putting out, then what is their motive? Do they want people to envy them? Do they want people to wish that they had their fake life? I mean, it gets so deep, you guys. But I'm gonna go ahead and start closing out, because I could literally talk about these things all day, but I just want to focus on mental health and awareness when it comes to these things, because me, for example, I'm always on some kind of like health tip, always on some kind of like fitness journey. And I'm not gonna lie, there's times where I'm looking at accounts and I just see these people with these bomb ass bodies, okay? I just see these beautiful women and they are just like physically the total package. Beautiful face, gorgeous hair, bomb body that is to die for, okay? And it's just like, oh my gosh, I have those quick little moments of just, oh, I look so horrible. I wish I could look like that, you know? And then I have to snap out of it like, Mara, you're fine. You got this. You know what to do to be able to get to that point of feeling like this. And so there's times where I just like, I unfollow accounts. Because also a lot of these bomb bodies are not real. People, a lot of things that we see and want are just not real. So please cherish your life, cherish everything you have. And if there is things that you want to change about yourself, then do what you need to do that. Don't sit there and get sucked into this crazy mental hell when it comes to social media and what you're seeing. And this is in so many different aspects and levels, because again, this is so broad. Social media is just, there's everything out there. Makeup, hair, food, you know, fitness. It's just so many categories. But do not doubt yourself. Do not sit there and just wish that you had someone else's life, because I'm telling you, half the times the life is not a pretty life, people. So keep, just be happy with what you got and work on making it better, if that's the case, for yourself. Do it all for you, okay? Don't do it just to be a show off or anything like that. I mean, really just dig deep and figure out ways to best utilize social media and have it to where it's not messing with your mind. That's all I wanted to talk about. This is my first podcast. So again, thank you guys so much for listening. I really hope you caught my drift, and I did write everything I said down, but now that I'm thinking about it, I might touch on this again, because this is such a broad topic and so many things that I want to actually dive into and talk about, and of course share a few more examples and just talk about how we are the ones who have so much power within ourselves. And so I feel like we give too much credit to what we see, when we ourselves can obtain some of those things, and we can obtain them not necessarily the right way, but we can obtain them in a way that is very rewarding and gratifying. And yeah, that's it, you guys. So again, thank you so much for listening. This will be revisited for sure, but I definitely wanted to just share a few things and encourage everybody to be their best self. Worry about yourself, be inspired, but do not get discouraged by the things that you're seeing. All right, so that's it, you guys. Thank you once again for coming to kick it with your girl. You already know, I'll catch you on the next podcast.